problem? Well, I decided to read my Bible more at camp. Maybe that's the decision they made. They'll explain what decision they made at camp and what they had fun, the most fun they had. Personally, I'll give you my little testimony real quick. This is an example for you guys. I went tubing at camp. I went tubing with some of the kids, but I also went tubing with some of the staff there. They're rough. When you get a bunch of older people, they like to fling you around. Huh?
Are you saying the pastor?
No. Sadly, no. But we did have a pretty good time, and Pastor actually knows what I'm going to say, I think. I'm pretty impressed with myself. I'll just say that. We went on the tube, me and two other guys, and Seth, the driver, did a really fast turn, and the tube went up in the air. The other two guys fell off. The tube did a complete 360 in the air, and I landed it. But it was fun. That was the funnest part at camp for me. But Lainey is going to start off, and we're just going to go right down the row and then right back the other way with what decision you made for the Lord and one thing that you had fun. All right.
Who are you and the rest?
Okay, so my name is Lainey, and I chose to be totally committed to God and choose to read my Bible more and do devotions. And the funnest part was rock climbing and going tubing with Dejan and Megan. I mean, Melissa. And, yeah.
The decision I made was I chose to read my Bible, and the funnest thing I did was tubing. Well, my funnest thing I love, was tubing, and the thing I learned is if Josiah says something mean to me or if he punches me, I don't punch him back or say something mean. I'm just like, okay.
Alana, you're not supposed to laugh in the microphone.
All right, Miss Alana, what did the Lord speak to your heart about this week at camp?
I chose to be.
This is the pastor's daughter.
Chose to be totally committed to God and to read my Bible. And I chose to read my Bible, and my favorite thing was skating and tubing and rock climbing.
I chose to read my Bible every day and listen to God more. And my favorite thing is skating and tubing.
I had two important decisions I made at camp. One of them was to read my Bible more because I had been reading it, but sometimes they don't actually listen to the words. I just read it through and I'm thinking about other things. So I learned about that. And then Daddy preached a message about being totally committed, and I was committed to Jesus as my Savior. And the last message he preached was, never give up, and it was about even when you get home, never give up your commitments, never give up what you learned at camp. And this morning, I recall having more than half a fight with one of my sisters, and then at the very end, I'm like, Daddy preached about never giving up, so I was like, I'm gonna even though it's hard, and even though it's hard. It's really easy to forget what I learned at camp and what I committed myself to do and what I decided to do. It's really easy to forget those things, and I said I need to keep on going. The two funnest things I did, I really love to tube, so tubing was really fun, and also one of my favorite parts of the night is skating. And also, I overcame my fear of climbing a rock wall.
Okay, my name is Luke, and during camp, I learned that I need to read my Bible more,
and I need to totally commit myself to God. And, like, when I miss one day of reading my Bible, I can't just say, I missed that one day, I need to give up now. I don't give up, I just keep on reading my Bible and try to understand it more. And probably the funnest thing was playing the games at camp.
I'm Benjamin, and what I learned was to never give up and to not just read through the Bible, but to actually go through the verse. And my favorite thing was skating, tubing, and what was it? The skits.
My name is Nina, and what I learned to do is to, if I forget to bring my Bible, to keep reading it. And my favorite things to do was tubing and skating.
My name is Deshan, and my favorite thing was when Melissa fell off the tube, and then Lainey fell, and then I fell. And I learned that I need to be totally committed to God, and I need to read my Bible more, and yes.
My name is Doreen, and I chose to commit my life to the Lord and listen to His word, and my favorite thing to do was skating and tubing.
All right, we also had some sponsors that came. Mr. Aaron's first, I guess.
All right, so first of all, the tubing that we did, Eric dragged me off, okay? So only because Eric dragged me off, he was the only one left. It's not that special, okay? All right. And I think one of my favorite experiences was, and I know there's a lot of fun at camp, but I've been at camp forever, so I can't say any of the stuff that I've already been through at least 10 times. I think my favorite thing about being at camp was investing myself in the kids, because I mean, it's great being able to go and, you know, go on vacation, have your own room, you know, sleep in, drink all the sweet tea. But I think the most fulfilling thing that I went through was, like, actually getting to know these kids. I sat down with a couple of them, even helped some with some decisions. And I even told my testimony while I was there. And I think my favorite thing was seeing these kids actually, you know, read into what they're, you know, what the people are telling them, and being able to trust in a counselor and trust past that saying. I think that was my most fun part.
Well, I think my favorite part was honestly just seeing these kids have fun and just their good attitudes and parents. I don't remember a time when they complained at all. Even when it was really hot and on the way back when the air wasn't working very well, they really did good and they had good attitudes and they really paid attention well and obeyed well. So I think that was my favorite part, was seeing them have fun. And it was just encouraging to see the counselors, how much they cared about and truly loved the kids in their cabin. And it was just encouraging to me to know that there are still young adults out there that want to serve the Lord by serving young kids and invest their time and energy. And even though they're really tired, and that they want to see these kids serve the Lord, and that was just a real encouragement to me.
This year was just really special. The Lord just really did give us, His hand was with us as we went. Oh, it's very emotional, and then it's just not a given thing to have the Lord's presence. And when He meets with us there, and I just thought of how He meets with publicans and sinners, because we all have our struggles. And then as we were coming back, and we were standing by the gas pump, Pastor Thad's putting the gas in, we were talking, you know, the giving up part. But it was like there are difficulties. Every kid faces them. Somebody does something that's hard for them to deal with, and there's difficulties for the people going. But it was like the Lord said to me, has it ever occurred to you I was in that maybe because of the difficulty, you prayed more. Maybe because of the difficulty, I was able to be manifested more. And I thought, wow, you know, instead of the giving up, to think, how is God at work in this? And then finding the Lord. And then the kids to see there's just a real greater openness to talk to them about the Lord than there has been in other years. And just the hear their testimonies and clear testimonies of how they've trusted the Lord and see them grow. It's just it's a privilege, and I'm thankful to get to go.
Mm-hmm. Pastor, do you have anything? You were at camp all week.
I was.
You were.
No, it just thrills my heart to hear these kids here and speaking what they're saying and enjoying seeing God at work in your hearts and lives. And that is wonderful.
Amen. Well, I had the privilege as well to go to junior camp. And this is probably the third time I've been to this camp specifically, and I'm still getting to know everything, but I really enjoyed just watching the kids have a great time and really sitting on the couch. We sat in the front couch during all the services, so we could see most of the kids. So when decisions were being made, you know, we watched our kids get up and go to the back and make decisions. And that was really the most encouraging part, because it's like these kids that we've been praying for all week and really all year, we're seeing fruit. They're making decisions for the Lord. And most of them, as you heard, said, we're never going to give up. Making that decision, we're going to be committed to God, and we're never going to give up. And that was one of the last messages that Pastor Thad preached, was never give up. Just because you miss one day of reading your Bible doesn't mean you have any room to say, well, I guess I've messed up. I'm no good anymore. We have a God of second chances. His mercies are new every morning, and I'm very thankful for that. And something that I learned at camp, I was studying for my Sunday school lesson while I was at camp for this Sunday, and we talked about communication. And needless did I know that the Lord was going to test me on my communication skills while I was at camp. So I got to know one of the staff members a little better. Me and him talked a little bit last night on the phone, just kind of conversated about some things that went on at camp. And the Lord really worked on my heart through what aspired, what went on. So the Lord is still working on me. And I hope that as you guys sit out here, maybe the Lord's working on your heart right now as the kids have mentioned something, a decision that they've made. Maybe the Lord's working on you guys. And I hope that's true. And I hope that this has been a blessing to you. Now, we're going to have a moment. The pastor's going to lead them in a song that we sang at camp.